everyone. Welcome to an all-new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. I am one half of your hosting duo. I am Kirsten.
And I am Deja.
And we are back here with you. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm the other half, damn it.
She is the other half. And we are back here with you. I just want y'all to know that we actually love y'all because Deja and I have shit to do after this.
Oh,
and
damn.
We still put in time. We left our houses slightly earlier than usual to get here to record this before we answer the streets calls.
I love you guys. It did cut into my makeup routine. My face is not beat as much, but that's not y'all's fault. Honestly, that's low-key my company's fault, but
mine too.
Because I was supposed to have a few hours.
I mean,
and I but nonetheless, we here.
We are. I didn't
so
even
excited
get to the face beat part because
Kirsten has not yet, but that's okay.
It's fine.
It's all right.
Oh well. Yes, we're back. How was your week, or how has your week been?
It's been good. It's been busy. A bitch is tired, but I am, you know, blessed and highly favored.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if there's anything like exciting to talk about this week. And in my personal life, that's a no. What about you, Kirsten?
I mean, it's been fine. Tiring, for sure.
I know. You see, I had to bring my wine with me today.
Stressful. Not in, like, a my fault stressful, but just stressful.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I'm just tired. It's been a week of just back and forth with a lot of different people. And just today, it really felt like I had 9 people on my team. Normally, it doesn't, but I felt the 9 today.
I feel you.
Other than that, though, it's been fine. Still ain't called. Hand me the squirrel.
Oh, shit. That nigga's on vacation.
I know. Forgot. We haven't told y'all. There's a squirrel, apparently. Just, he came in, tap danced in my attic, and left.
It sounds like Kirsten's home is not his primary residence.
Right.
Like, maybe this is where he brings his side chicks, or maybe it's a rental property. Because he hasn't popped back up. It's been over a week?
Yeah, it's been a minute. They set the trap on my roof. I've been checking it. Hammy ain't there.
Yeah. So why do you call him Hammy?
Have you ever seen the movie Over the Hedge?
No, I don't think so.
It's by far one of my favorite animated movies ever. Aww. But in the movie, it's about this group of animals that, like, come together. They meet. I forgot what animal the guy, like, the lead animal is, but they basically come together and they break into humans' houses, take all their food, and then take it back to the forest.
Oh wow,
it's funny. But one of the animals is a squirrel,
and his name was Hammy.
His name is Hammy, and he had ADHD.
Oh,
so he was just like, "Wah!" the entire movie.
Why they always be playing squirrels in animated films? Like Ice Age, the poor squirrel
trying to get a nut at all times. You know. I mean, Hammy was, surely he sounded like he had ADHD when he was there, but I don't know where Hammy is now. So,
was Kevin Hart in this movie? Did he do a voice in this movie?
No, thank God, it was before Kevin Hart like popped up.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say I actually love when Kevin Hart plays
the Secret Life
animated
of Pets
movies.
Is funny as shit.
He is a funny animated
ass
person.
Bunny. That one is a good one. No, I don't know who the voice of Hammy the squirrel was, but. It was I highly recommend if you have never seen Over the Hedge.
I'm going to look it up.
Watch it. It's a good one. It's a feel good one, and it's funny as shit.
Okay. Over the Hedge. Coming over at you.
Yep.
Cleopatra.
Y'all, that's been what's been going on at my house. Just trying to catch a squirrel.
Oh, let me tell y'all what happened this week with Kirsten. Or I guess that's probably like right about a week ago. So I am getting ready to get in the shower. One day. I don't know what day this was.
With me?
Yes, with you.
Okay.
I get a call from an unsaved number. I don't know what. First of all, I don't answer calls unsaved numbers. But I was in a good mood.
Funny.
Whatever day this was, I remember being in a good mood and being like, I got time today. Hello, this is Deja.
Sure did.
hey, Deja. This is Marlon. I'm just wondering if... I'm getting a little worried. Or I think I said, like, how are you? He was like, I'm actually a little worried. And I'm like, oh, my God, okay. Automatically, my stomach, like, starts to crinkle. I'm like,
oh, no. Blah, blah, blah.
And he's like, so I, Kirsten said she was, like, going to meet you, and I haven't heard from her. And I've been trying to get in touch with her or something like that. And I was just wondering, is she there with you still? And I'm like, first of all, how is she going to meet me? Because my dumb ass. ass really did like look around my bathroom. I was like, she's right here.
Sure did.
She's still right here.
Sure did.
And he was like, oh, okay. And then he broke it. And I hear Kirsten hollering in the background. Gah, 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 gah. He was like, you're a real one. They was testing me, y'all. They was testing me.
Y'all, we were watching. I forgot what we were watching. And I said, Marlon's like, Deja would probably do that for you. And I was like, no. I said, I don't know. No one's ever had to do it. So I don't know. I was like, she may not. Marlon's like, let me see. I was like, okay. I was literally sitting right there. And then, yeah, he called. I was like, that's my nigga.
But let me tell y'all, before I realized.
Planning to call me.
Oh, my God. Because I'm worried. And I'm not even thinking like, oh, my God, she's with another nigga. I'm thinking like, oh, my God, my friend is missing. You know I go to the worst.
I did. That's why I started laughing. Because I was like, okay, we got to end it. Because Deja will freak out.
I'm like, oh, my God. She's in a ditch.
No.
But then I was like, but why would she lie about being with me? This all went through my head very quickly. And then I heard you laughing in the background and I was like, woof. Huh. It was just a test. I passed it. But either way, I was like, oh shit, yeah. She here?
And Deja, she was on it too. He was like, yeah.
Girl, you here?
Deja was like, yeah, you know, I haven't heard from her. I'm just wondering, like, have you talked to her? Is she with you, Deja? Yeah, she's right here. Ever so calmly, you couldn't even tell. But if I knew, I was like, Deja is probably freaking out on the other end of this phone.
I was like, oh my God.
That shit was so funny, y'all. That was a really good laugh. Deja was like, okay, bye.
I had to get in the shower and calm my nerves.
Marlon hung up. He was like, well, now I know who not to call when I'm trying to find you. I was like, ah, you'll be all right. But yeah, other than that, y'all, week has been fine. Uneventful, honestly. Mm-hmm. Uneventful because I still ain't caught Hemi, so there's that. Maybe if I do, it'll
be eventful.
Yeah, maybe. I keep checking. I look up. He's not in there. Okay, guy called me today. Ma'am, have you seen Hemi? Nope.
Why is he calling him Hammy too?
Yeah, because he was like Hammy. I was like, it's a name I just gave him. He was like, all right. So now every time he calls me, any
sign of Hammy
today? Nope.
Hammy's out living life.
Hammy is. Maybe he'll come back. But the guy was like, because it's nice out.
He don't need to.
Yeah, he's like, he might not even show up.
I'm surprised he didn't show up during the storms.
Me too. That's when I expected him to come back.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear a thing.
He was probably in another person's home.
Quite honestly, he could have been. It's been quiet ever since. Like, yeah. When I first noticed him, they went up there and they looked around.
And that's the thing, too. Like, remember I told you my parents, we had squirrels almost every year in our attic in Kennesaw. And sometimes they would just leave before we even called somebody to come out. They'd just
be like, all right, thanks, y'all.
Yep.
Peace.
Yep.
So I feel like that's what Hammy did. He may be back. He may not. Oh, well. I hope he's okay, though.
I'm sure he's fine. Humanitarian trap.
Like, we weren't going to hurt you, Hammy. I promise.
I'm sure he's fine.
But anywho, let's get into some hot topics.
Hot topic
number one, I finally got a new phone.
Oh, did you?
Yes, girl. My search function stopped working completely. So I said, oh, shit.
I need a new phone. But I've been trying to push through this wedding.
I know. You in this wedding.
Girl, because when I tell you the coins are limited.
I know.
I've spent at least in the last week, I've spent money on this wedding every day. At least minimum $100.
Are you serious?
It's just so much little things. Like, I had to order the table signs. I had to order the place settings. I had to order bridesmaid's gift. I have to order, like, it's just so many little things.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. This last month, it's been a lot.
I'm not looking forward to this part. I mean, I'm looking forward to
Kirsten,
it.
Kirsten, you're a little more spoiled than me, though. I'm pretty sure your parents will pay for everything.
That is true.
Everything. So you probably won't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, it depends. I asked
Jackie for more money. Like, this is before the pandemic, because I knew what he was giving me was not going to suffice. Mm-hmm. Like, early on, I was like, this ain't going to cut
it.
And he was like, don't come to me with that shit. I'm done. You better ask your mom.
Jackie said, make it work.
But they be the two people telling me I need to get more. Yeah. Well, you need to think about what you need to have customized masks for everybody. Bitch, I can barely afford to get them fucking paper masks. Like, at this point, the masks are about to be invisible. Hope you're vaccinated.
Pretty much. Or you need a mask to enter. Simple as that.
Lord Jesus. But yes, it's. Nonetheless, I don't feel like talking about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Hot topics. Okay. Hot topics.
Moving on. It's funny that you bring that up because me and my mom were literally just talking about a wedding. Ugh. And I was like,
but yeah. I can help you. I enjoy the planning aspect of it.
Yeah, I feel like the planning would be fun, but it's when you got to start like shelling out dough.
It's a lot of money, Kirsten.
I know.
I mean, just to be transparent with you and the listeners. It's probably, I haven't added it all up. I'm going to do it at the end, but it's close. I would say somewhere between 40 to 50,000. That I've, and I don't feel like my wedding is that elaborate. I really don't.
Oh my God.
Catering alone, not including alcohol. Catering alone is total. I think like 17,000
for catering.
Just catering.
How many people? Is this plated or buffet?
A buffet style.
Buffet, and it's that much?
Yeah, 100 and so we were slated for 200. Oh. I'm paying for 175.
Okay.
But let me double check.
Oh, hell no.
But I think it ended up, now my catering includes all my linens. It includes, does not include my dessert. It includes the servers.
Honey.
Let me. I don't want to lie to y'all.
Oh my God.
But yeah, this shit is not. And I promise you, Kirsten. I promise you, I'm not that elaborate. I'm not like.
Oh, friend.
It has put so much into perspective. So when y'all, if y'all follow like Black Bride 1998,
them shits
or,
do look elaborate as hell,
girl.
So I know that
I can look
expensive.
At a picture and I can be like, at least 100 stacks.
I would never.
At least.
I would never.
Hold on.
I don't know. I have talked to my parents about this, though. Me and my mom, she was like, hopefully, like, when you and Marlon do decide to get married, you give us a year. Like, a full year.
Oh, yeah. At least.
Of course. I would never, like, hey, I'm engaged. I'm getting married by 3 months from now.
Yeah. It's going to be about 17,000 after gratuity. Yeah. And that's, again, just catering.
Okay. I'm rethinking.
And glass. That's food, linen. And all glasses, all like plates and all that kinds of stuff.
Okay.
But that's just that aspect. That's not the venue. That's not the alcohol. That's not the tables, not the chairs. That's not the floral.
Wait, are the tables included with the venue at all?
No. I mean, they're through my venue, but they're an additional cost. Pay for each of those. You'll find
you pay
some
for each of the tables?
Each chair, each table.
Oh, hell no.
Each chair,
no,
each
friend.
Table. Like
no,
people
friend.
Don't realize when you don't show up, everything that goes in, anything you touch that day, we've paid for individually. Your forks have been included into costs. Your plates have been, glasses, plastic or regular. Mm. All of that shit, they charge you for everything.
Mm.
Everything.
They just said everything.
Everything.
Y'all, I don't know. That's a lot. And I was looking at this venue the other day, and I thought it was so beautiful.
Which one?
It's in West Midtown area. It's called
Summer Hour.
I love that fucking
girl.
Place.
Good luck.
It's so pretty.
I looked at Summer Hour. It was, their alcohol package was double the price of where I'm going with. And
their alcohol package is low-key expensive as shit.
And they only use Bold catering, which is really good.
Yeah, but they're
but really expensive. Bold was about, like, for what I got with Sun in My Belly, which is the catering place I went with, probably would have been at least minimum an extra $6,000 to $7,000.
Hell no.
I would say with Bold, so you're looking at $20,000 plus. And their alcohol package, my alcohol package is like $25 a person. They're started at like $30-$35 a person. So. But we can, I do love Summer Hour. Ariel
it's
loves
so
Summer Hour too.
Pretty. It's love that place.
Yeah. Mine gave a similar vibe, but of course you're also paying for convenience. It's in Midtown.
Exactly.
I mean.
And the view.
The view, but it has that garden-esque feel.
Yeah, I love it. It's gorgeous.
But Kirsten, no worries. I'm pretty sure your parents are going to pay for whatever
don't
you need.
Know this.
But depending on how many people,
exactly.
I'll be honest with you about like the amount that they should plan for. But I would just have 75 in your head.
Oh, shit.
75,000.
My dad's going to be like, girl, no.
But your dad also didn't pay. My downfall in this wedding was that my dad paid for my education, and it was very, very expensive. Oh, if he wouldn't have paid for that, I probably would have gotten
he paid a for lot more some, but I also had a year's worth of debt, so he didn't pay for it all.
Yeah. My education was way more than I'm paying for this wedding.
That is true. So. If you pay for your education, you'd be straight on the wedding.
I probably would. I mean, may not have a house, may probably not have my credit score.
That's also true.
So there's that.
We'll see. I think Summer Hour is so freaking pretty. It is. It's gorgeous. But honey, I don't want to hear that part.
Girl.
Yeah. Not looking forward
and
to
then
that
the,
part
I'm
of
telling
it.
You, them Instagram pages don't be helping because you be seeing shit. Yeah, you be like, I gotta have it.
Yes.
I fucking gotta have it.
That is the downside of it all. We gonna see. I'm not officially engaged yet, y'all, but we gonna see. That's a lot. That is a lot. Okay. Hot topics, y'all. Try to keep it light. The one that made me chuckle the most this week. Floyd Mayweather.
Oh my gosh.
Versus Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Apparently it was weird. Apparently Floyd Mayweather is scheduled, which also is very weird.
Yeah, the whole fight in itself.
It's a money grab. He's scheduled to fight Logan Paul, the older brother of Jake Paul. Mm-hmm. So they had like a press conference or whatever. Him and, you know, they do the face-off thing, whatever, whatever. That went off without a hitch, right? Mm-hmm. And I think Logan is in like his early 30s, so he's got
the
maturity.
On Masked Singer this season.
What? Oh, yes, he was. Mm-hmm. I forgot. And then somehow Jake Paul got involved. He was there.
Who's the more obnoxious
of the
two? And they're both obnoxious.
They both are obnoxious, but Jake Paul is more obnoxious.
Oh my God.
Than his brother. So the funny part is apparently what?
Which one fought the other boxer already?
Jake.
Was that Logan or Jake?
I think it was Jake.
Okay. That's what I wasn't sure about. Because one of them had a match with an actual boxer and won. Like, knocked his ass out.
I think it was Jake.
Okay.
but, yeah. So, Jake Paul was on TikTok and said, I'm going to take Floyd Mayweather's hat. And he did. He walks up to Floyd Mayweather. He says something. They're going back and forth. And out of the blue, Jake Paul reaches up. Got your hat. And then hands and feet are put on him promptly.
Yeah.
And all you hear is Jake Paul yelling, got your hat, the entire time. But he's got a black eye. He busted up a little bit. And Floyd Mayweather was just running around yelling that he was going to kill that MF-er. And Logan Paul looked visibly irritated with his brother. He was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, come on. Come on.
I don't understand how these boys became so famous to begin with.
I don't know.
With.
I think they started pranking folks.
They did.
That, all
on
that.
YouTube.
And Logan used to be the one that would like go to like all these different places and then.
Sorry.
What is happening?
I could feel the cords like tugging and I felt like it was going to pop out if I didn't fix it.
And Logan used to like go to like different places around the world and like just drop into a split.
Oh, nowhere. That's him. Yes. Okay. Got you.
And then somehow they both got into boxing.
Yes. Can box.
They're both pretty good at it. Like, they're talented. So ever since then, like, Jake Paul, was it Jake or Logan that knocked out Nate Robinson?
I don't know.
Jake knocked out Nate Robinson in like 20 seconds. Ever since then, they've been calling people out to like fight.
Yeah.
And Triller is somehow involved in the boxing thing too. So it's essentially a money grab. Will I watch? No.
Heck no.
I don't care. And Floyd Mayweather is like stupid.
But I'm surprised that he was like, the money must be really good for him
it
too.
Because
that's
I'm
what
sure,
drives
but
him.
You know, with his contract negotiations, I'm sure he was like, it's a 70-30 split, bro, or 80-20 easy. And I wouldn't be surprised if his promotion company was like
running
the
it.
show. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
so I get it, but I mean,
he's a little seasoned.
He is a little seasoned.
Is Floyd Mayweather.
Exactly. So
I don't watch boxing, but that's some of the best defensive boxing I've ever seen from when I watched him.
Yeah.
By ever seen, I mean out of like the four matches in life that I have seen.
I prefer more aggressive styles of boxing. Floyd Mayweather is boring to watch for me.
He is, because that nigga plays. It's just like.
He just dodges.
Good defense is boring in any sport.
It really
football,
is.
Basketball,
all
when niggas playing defense.
It's so boring.
It's boring, but.
It's talent.
It's how you win.
Yeah. So, I mean, defense wins everything, y'all.
Literally. That's, including on the roads.
Yeah. So
I'm a defensive driver.
I mean, I don't know. The match is at, I think, in June or something.
Yeah, it's in June.
So, yeah, good luck to them both.
I guess. I ain't going to watch.
I don't want to
unless
either.
Somebody invites me to a party and there's free alcohol and food. That's how I end up watching a boxing match.
True.
What else is going on, Kirsten?
Let's see.
A Quiet Place. They officially set a re-release date.
They've been set it, but it's
also know that.
Yeah, well, first it was May of last year.
Yeah, no.
And then September, and then they pushed it to May again. I knew it was coming.
I didn't know when it was coming.
I didn't know if they were going to drop another trailer. I was like, when you mentioned the trailers are the same. On Twitter, I was like,
the trailers are the same.
I'm so irritated with y'all.
But I love that they put in there in theaters only.
Yeah.
Don't play with us.
I mean, it is a movie that is really meant to be seen in theaters.
Every movie that's been released in the last year was meant to be seen in theaters.
I honestly enjoyed the option of home or theater.
They know we do. That's why they're not giving it to us.
I know, but they're gonna lose so much money.
It depends. It's gonna be toss up.
Memorial Day weekend, so
it's either going to be like the resurgence of people going to the movies, or it's gonna flop,
Yeah. I think it'll be in between.
I'm ready to go see it. We gotta go see it.
It's the same weekend as your wedding.
I know that, but the 28th
is a Friday.
But we can go see it that Thursday night.
Oh, you're right.
We can go. Sure can. It's probably gonna have a midnight showing.
It is.
Well, I don't know. Movie theaters may not be able to sustain that anymore.
I don't know.
Will niggas be there to work?
Right. I have no idea. See. I haven't been to a theater in God knows how long.
If it's a midnight showing, we can go.
We can go. Yes. All right. Yes. Sounds like a plan.
If not, we'll have to wait till the next weekend. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, Kirsten, I'm more excited about the popcorn than I am the movie. No.
Deja has been waiting on movie theater popcorn for so long.
Since February of 2020.
Cannot wait.
Y'all,
what pissed us off the most. Mm. No, this is supposed to come out in March. I remember because we were going to go see it the same
weekend. We bought our tickets.
I know. We were going to go see the double showing.
We were.
Quiet Place 1 and Quiet Place 2, y'all. We were so hyped. We couldn't fucking wait. And that same weekend we were supposed to go, the entire world closed. I was so mad.
Yep, I remember.
I was like, you fucking kidding me, bro?
Yep.
And they ain't doing the double showing now.
No. Well, we should probably check on that.
We should.
I'll look that up. Right,
let me know. It's a possibility. That is a possibility. Also, Tristan Third Trimester Thompson is back out here cheating on his Kardashian lady.
Why are you calling it third trimester?
Because he tends to cheat on the women he's with when they're pregnant in their third
Chloe's
trimester.
Chloe's pregnant again?
No, but he earned that from his first baby mama.
Yes.
He cheated on her when she was pregnant.
Yes.
Then cheated on Chloe when she was pregnant.
Gotcha.
So he's just become third trimester Thompson.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So he apparently sent some cease and desist orders to a few ladies.
I heard that.
Coming out saying that, you know, they had been with Thompson in the past month and a half or so. Are we surprised, ladies and gentlemen?
Child, that relationship is more fake than her.
Say that again. I mean, it is what it is, bro. You keep fucking up and you keep getting caught, so I don't know what to say to that one. Tis what tis. Also, just a small update in COVID news. They are saying that the U.S. is not on track to reach herd immunity.
Oh yeah, they're saying that we'll probably never reach it now.
No, because
it's not enough people that will.
No, and there's more supply than there is demand at this point.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is summer, you'll probably be fine. Winter,
We don't know
because y'all don't want to get vaccinated. So at this rate, y'all, please wear your mask.
Good thing is they can send this unwanted vaccine out to places like India.
Who actually need it? Well, we all need it, but like.
They really, really, really,
really
need it.
Really need it. And Brazil.
Yeah, well, you know, their president is basically like a Trumper. Like,
yeah, I know.
Bolsonaro. He's still walking around talking about it's not that serious. So. But good news, though, in coronavirus, I heard today that that Europe is on track with vaccinations.
Yes,
they are
Europe
at this point vaccinating more people than we are in the U.S.
Yes.
They expect to be caught up with us by July.
Yes. Europe is doing well. The U.S. is actually regressing. But Johnson & Johnson was part of that.
But I don't even see us like – Like, I don't think that was as impactful as they think it was. That's the thing.
But I think the Johnson & Johnson thing was more, it scared more women, of course, because all the people that had blood clots were women, and one of them died. So I think that part of it, and then just anti-vaxxers, Trumpism, racism, all of that. So it is what it is. Keep wearing your mask, y'all. We don't know when the world is going to open back up. Just, you know, enjoy your summer, though.
I got a segue. I mean, all of this, this is America. Now we can talk about the lawsuit. Childish Gambino.
Child.
Literally.
Is being accused of stealing. What's the guy's name? I want to make sure.
I don't know. Right. It was weird.
It was very weird. I saw it too. Let me find it.
Yeah, because I listened to the clip it on. Was it Shade Room? Uh-huh. I think that posted it.
Yep.
Yeah, I listened to the clip it. Could kind of hear it. Could kind of not.
Yeah, to me it didn't sound as similar as they think it does.
But it don't take much.
It's true. It could just be a beat, a melody.
Hey,
anything.
Ever since that gospel rapper won that lawsuit against Katy Perry, and I was familiar with both songs.
Yeah,
I didn't think he had it, but he won that thing, and I was like, wow.
Marvin Gaye's family is the same way with Blurred Lines.
No, I heard that shit.
Did you? I didn't hear
from
them.
I thought they sampled it. Like, I thought it was an intentional sample. From the moment that song came out, I was like, ooh, they got the Marvin Gaye in the background. Hey, all right. And apparently you guys did not give credit to that.
Nope.
Well, the creative process is, that's kind of the funny thing about
it. It's a tricky thing. Okay, so he's being sued by an artist who says he stole his hit. I'm trying to find said artist's name. I want to give him his
time. Let me see.
Time.
I know somebody.
Oh, Kid West. Okay. Claims Childish Gambino stole This Is America from him, which this caption says, which ironically would be very American if true.
Okay. Okay.
They say he ripped off the chorus due to its copyright infringement, so he's being sued for that. And honestly, all the way this system works with music, it's hard to tell who's going to win that because, I mean, hell.
It's very hard. It's a toss-up. Like, the thing is, like, it's something, his chorus has something to do. I'm trying to, you got the post on Shade Room?
No, I can't find it. I'm trying to find it, too. Shade Room posts all the fucking time.
Yes.
It's hard to find. Yes. It's hard to cipher through.
But the thing about it is, like, the music isn't similar for this one. No, it's literally the words. Which to me is even trickier.
Yeah.
Because a saying or something like This Is
Could
America.
Be anybody.
Like, you can't really pinpoint that, like, oh.
Right.
He definitely heard this and used it to make his song, whereas they both could just be talking about This Is America, because nigga, we be talking about how This Is America. Oh, I think I found it. Here we go. So here is a clip of the song. You should just cherish this 2016
rappers. Yeah, you should beware this. I'm making a mission. I'm made in America. It's the melody, or like his cadence. It made me a terrorist. It made me a terrorist.
Pessimist. You should just cherish. Yeah, the rhythm definitely makes you go like,
eh. Yeah, it says he cited a musicologist he employed to compare the two tracks, who said similarities in melodic contour, rhythmic triplet flow in each performance, and the lines Made in America and This Is America are likely not coincidences.
Donald's got the money. Yep. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But he's got the money. So sometimes it's easier for some artists to just
settle.
Move
on. Okay, bro, here you go. And they get, you and me can give royalties. And that's just the end of it.
I really hope he didn't.
I hope not.
Because I consider Childish Gambino, literally I'm talking about Childish Gambino and Donald Glover in general. Mm-hmm. But I love referencing them as two different people because
they kind of are.
Yes, and I love that about him. But I really do think he's a musical genius.
Yeah, he is.
So I think he's just an artistic genius in general.
Mm-hmm. Atlanta's coming back too, y'all.
Yep, next year.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Also, so I guess it's not good news, sad news. The one of the people accused of killing rapper Pop Smoke is set to go to trial.
Oh, wow.
They kind of gave more details about what happened. apparently Pop Smoke was in the shower.
Damn.
And people came in on the second floor balcony, which they shimmied up, I guess. I don't know. Robbers are creative these days.
Wasn't it broad daylight?
No.
It wasn't. It was nighttime.
It was nighttime.
For some reason, I was thinking this happened
in
the day.
He posted his address accidentally.
I remember
on
that.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
The hell is going on out there?
Right.
I started seeing like dust and shit. I'm like, what is going on?
It's a hurricane.
Right. So that's what's going on in Pop Smoke's case. They're still working on it. They are alleging that I think 4 or 5 people were involved. So. I hope that these people are brought to justice.
Yeah, me too.
I'm trying to think what else is going on in the world.
Well, we can, you know what? I may have to start a new segment in this show.
Okay.
Called Getting Real with the Real Housewives, where I just give my Real Housewives breakdown every week.
I like that. Go for it.
Oh, thanks, Kirsten.
I like
that. But I just want to make sure that we take time to recognize Ebony K. Williams.
You got biracial fish.
Oh, yeah. That shit was funny. In her debut as a Real Housewife, as an official housewife,
yeah.
An official cast member of the Real Housewives of New York City, it debuted this week, this past Wednesday. The ratings were not as strong as one would probably hope, but in general, all of the Housewives ratings have not been very good.
Yeah.
So, but nonetheless, it was a great premiere. Honestly, one of the best premieres in good premieres relate to good cast right now. Potomac had a good premiere last year. Yeah. It was a good cast. Mm-hmm. Jersey had a fucking amazing premiere this year. They have a good cast. But nonetheless, we're talking about New York City. First of all, I just want to talk about Ebony's very first scene on this goddamn show. Mm-hmm. Her and Leah McSweeney were walking through Central Park, and Ebony had on a t-shirt or a sweatshirt that paid homage to the Central Park Five and had on a Black Lives Matter mask. This bitch is not playing with y'all.
Nope.
She is bringing 100% black woman realness to this white-ass, rich-ass, sheltered-ass cast, and I'm so excited.
And she can go toe-to-toe.
Literally.
Toe-to-toe.
Don't play with her.
I love
She's Evan. Got the money. She's got the education. She's got the personality.
She does. You and your biracial fish.
She's got the comedics, honey.
She said, bitch, you got biracial fish.
Sonya was like, I have black friends. Right. They're my koi fish.
So I got every color.
Lord.
Okay, girl.
Right. But I'm so excited to watch her just have an amazing season.
Yeah.
I couldn't ask for anything more from her. And somebody tweeted this, and I was like, wow, it might be. Like, in addition, she's just so real. Mm-hmm. Like, one of her first solo scenes with one of her good friends, she was transparent about the fact that the bitch had cars repossessed at one point in time.
Yes, like, she's very transparent.
Okay.
She done damn near went to jail.
Oh, yeah, she'd tell you that in a heartbeat. She'd be like, a bitch has slippery hands. Right. I love her. Honestly, top 5 AKAs in my life right
She's
now. Only be fine my actual friends.
I like Ebony a lot. I love her podcast, so I knew I would like her on the show.
Yes.
She's so fucking funny. Low-key funny, too. Like, she's not doing it on purpose.
Yes.
She's just being herself. Her and her shoplifting and all that shit. I don't know, bitch. A bitch almost went to jail, honey, okay?
Leah said, or no, I think it was Sonya. Somebody asked her at the lunch table, what kind of attorney are you? She said, all kind, every kind. Every kind.
I love it.
I love
it. I'm happy for her. Congratulations. You have made history. And you deserve it, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
You can go toe-to-toe with them ladies.
I'm
which
so
is
excited.
Even better.
I cannot wait for the scene where she's going to tell them she's more educated than anybody at the table. And Luann's going to have the nerve to say, don't call me uneducated. White woman, that's not what I said.
No.
I said, I'm more educated
than all of you bitches.
It's going to be such
which
a good
she
season.
Is, okay? Y'all best recognize Ebony K. Williams.
Yes. And that is... Getting Real with the Real Housewives.
Do, do, do. Yeah, I like it.
I have nothing else to contribute. Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion was boring.
It's going to keep being boring.
And I didn't watch Jersey this week.
I'm sorry. They got to shake up the Real Housewives cast.
Girl,
they got
of Atlanta. Producing.
It's got to go. It was not good.
It was bad.
Oh, it's a boring reunion. Married to Medicine is coming with it more than y'all are.
How about, I don't know personally one of those people that was on Married to Medicine this past season or this past episode.
Oh, the DC women? Ones that came to DC?
Did you watch the last episode?
Mm-hmm.
The lady that's consulting Contessa.
Oh, yes.
She's a best friend of one of our family friends.
Oh,
so I've met her a few times.
Okay.
Yeah,
for her practice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Okay. I think Scott is cheating on Contessa.
And I'm like, how? Sway? With who, Sway?
You'd be surprised, girl.
Oh, I mean, I'm never surprised with men.
They got money, too. A little bit of money. They doing all right.
Oh, both of them are doctors?
Yeah, and they on this show?
They've got money. Mm-hmm.
That's how
in Contessa riding. No, Heavenly. No, who's riding around in a Bentley? Somebody's riding around in a Bentley, and I think
it's
Contessa.
It was Simone.
Maybe, shit, I don't know.
Simone got the Maserati.
I think it's Contessa that has a
is
Bentley.
It Contessa, I
and I'm
be
like, it's two doc. I mean, to combine, they are with their day jobs are at minimum making $500,000 as a couple, mm-hmm. at minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Then you add on this show to it, mm-hmm. and they're both because that's what I want to know about that show.
Like, do the men
get their own checks?
I feel like they should because they're on it far more than any other friend, like any other show.
Exactly.
The men are always around.
Exactly.
Married to Medicine. I would hope so.
I would hope so too.
Because they should be. I mean, granted, the show isn't focused on them, but every other scene, the men are right there.
And if the girls aren't smart enough to negotiate that,
shame on them.
At this point, they definitely need to. If they're not getting paid for both the husband and the women present,
the comedic side to it every damn scene, they crack me up. They're the best part of it all.
Yep, they need to negotiate that.
All of them, they be like, y'all got issues. What did Neela's husband say? Y'all lack intelligence. She was like, why would you say? He was like, because it's true.
Oh.
He was like, this is dumb.
I miss this.
It was like one of their confessionals. It was when what's her name? Carrie had said that Contessa and Heavenly were like, you need to come to the intelligence side. And they were arguing. And he was like, well, it's one thing for sure. Don't none of y'all have intelligence
Damn.
To even be arguing about
this. I kind of like them.
I do too. Anila, I saw a little clip. Anila and Toya are not friends anymore, which I saw.
It sounds like that's about to start happening next episode.
Because Toya don't know how to talk to people. Ma'am.
Toya reminds me of my mama.
She worse than Terry.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely
1,000% worse than Terry.
She's worse, but it's like I don't know why I try so hard to like Toya, and it just
you
never
do
works
because
out.
It's like you see those glimmers of like good Aww, person.
Yeah.
And then she go and just say some wild shit to somebody and talk to you out the side of her neck. Don't nobody want to get talked to like that.
I don't know how Eugene deals with that, but she don't really talk to him like that, at least not on camera.
Eugene be at work. To go to work.
Well,
he has to.
I didn't say it.
If Eugene don't go to work, that
oh shit, hell in a handbasket.
Okay, Eugene.
Their house
work.
Is beautiful though.
It is that they sold, but it's okay.
Where are they now? What you mean they sold it?
They sold it, girl.
When?
This year.
Oh well, they may have just been taking advantage of the market.
That's what she says. But who knows?
Where are they still in Alpharetta?
I don't know. We'll find out.
You know, that's the cast that I've seen the most in this city.
Yeah.
I Spellhouse, I saw the doctors. I saw Simone and Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Toya, I've seen her shopping, and I saw her and the family were at a festival one time.
I saw her shopping.
At Perimeter Mall. But I wonder where they are.
I don't know, but
I'm
they
so
sold
nosy.
It. They just put it on the market and then sold it, which Toya had came out and said it's because like the market is doing well. We can build a house at any time.
That doesn't make any sense, though, because y'all put so much customization into
right.
that.
So much.
But money shouldn't be an issue. As he's probably working more the last year than any time before.
He's probably doing extremely well right
now. And again,
now.
The show checks.
True.
So money shouldn't be an issue.
No.
Unless you couldn't afford it to begin with.
According to Quad, she
I was about to say, and that's what my source said.
According
and
to
honesty
Quad,
is one of our core values, so I know Miss Quad ain't lying, honey.
Miss Quad says she took a personal loan out to pay for that pool, honey.
Deltas don't lie.
We gonna see. In other married news, Bill and Melinda Gates are splitting up. After 27 years of marriage, they did not have a prenup. So they will be deciding how to split, what, $96 billion.
Bitch, you get half. Moving on.
Essentially.
What is there to talk about with that much money? But it's disgusting. They were talking about it, how a couple, a family, an entity, whatever you want to call them, can be so fucking wealthy that their divorce could impact, like,
the stock market,
at least thousands of lives of other people.
That shit can affect the stock market, low key. Bill Gates is getting a divorce. Oh shit. Sell your shares.
So many foundations and companies and nonprofits are supported by them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But apparently, like, from what I've heard, that what they think is that the divorce details are already well worked out. Oh, it was just they waited to announce it and that it was kind of like a comfort thing. All things are, we've worked everything out.
Yeah.
You know, our entities will not be impacted moving on. But that's disgusting.
So she is not asking for spousal support because she don't need it.
I was going to say.
She don't need the shit, y'all. Bill probably said, I will write you a check for $30 billion.
You can't write a check that big.
You can't?
I don't know.
Is there a limit?
Maybe we just can't write a check.
Is there a limit?
There's not even enough space on a check for that many zeros.
I mean, people write outside the lines on checks.
You need a whole nother check.
Well, maybe he just called his accountant and said, we'll just wire her the money in increments.
Oh, my God.
And call the IRS and let them know I'm doing this so they don't think I'm trying to, like, insider trade.
$100 billion. Mm-hmm. There are days I don't even have $100 in my bank account.
I'd be at 25, okay? Get an alert. Your account fell below the button.
And this man has they have a hundred.
She gonna be billion. No, she won't be richer than Mackenzie Bezos. She might be.
She might be
because Mackenzie been giving away her money,
right?
I mean, it's billions of dollars, so she probably doesn't feel it. But hey, best of luck to them both, and I hope whoever you guys are that are shooting your shots at Bill and Melinda, I hope one of y'all actually score a touchdown.
Okay.
What else is happening in the world?
Governor Kemp did one good thing this week.
No, he didn't. That NCAA shit.
Oh, no.
You didn't read the rest of it? What? No. Tell me what you saw.
I saw that the athletes can get paid for the use of
the schools can take up to 75% of the money.
Oh.
So. Sir.
What? Then what? What's the point?
What's the point?
Image,
it's,
optics.
It's for the schools to get even more money. Cause if
but
you,
now they get all of it.
Huh? Now they get all of it. But no, here's the thing. Before it was against the rules for students to get endorsements at all.
Oh, so this allows them to get endorsements.
Yes.
But the
school
gets 75%.
The
school
gets 75% of that money.
Damn, just like a white man to scam you.
So yeah, you get a little bit of money, but that's not as much as you could get if your school wasn't also in your back pocket. Not only are you profiting off my image, period.
Oh, my God.
But you profited off of my image, like, as an individual.
They just Wolf of Wall Street treated me.
Yes. Talking about he did something good. I'm like, she did not read
I didn't read the article. I just saw the headline, and I was like, wow, look at him.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Well, never mind. I tried.
Because I was like, why is Governor Kemp trending? And then I read it. I was like, oh, wow. And then I said, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. This doesn't help athletes.
No.
It's stupid. You could have kept it.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well,
75% of my profit? Fuck you. And that's exactly why him doing this, this is exactly why so many kids now are starting to skip college.
You can't in the NFL or the NBA right now.
Yes, you can. You can go overseas.
You can go overseas, but you can't go straight to.
No, but that's what American I'm saying. League. Like most, like there's a couple of kids, and I think, well, obviously LaMelo Ball, but like there's been a few other kids now. Instead of going to colleges, one kid got like an internship with New Balance for a year. Mm-hmm. One kid went overseas to play and then came back. Like at least then they could still make money.
Yeah.
And then
that overseas thing. Yeah.
They practice. They get their game up. Boom. Come back. Now they're in the draft. Like kids are going to find a way. And their agents and their parents are going to find a way around the NCAA because the NCAA is an unfair institution that's taking advantage of black kids.
Specifically. Let's talk about it.
Making profit off of their likeness and their image. Yep. And then on top of that, you're not even sharing the profits that you're getting from the attention that these kids are giving to you.
Billions of dollars.
Zion Williamson should have not left Duke broke.
Damn. He left broke.
I'm sure he left slightly broke, but he wasn't going to be broke for long. He knew he wouldn't, so it probably wasn't a big deal. And I'm sure he down there with all them white girls. They probably pay for his lunch and all that shit. But I mean,
boosters are real.
Boosters are real, but you got
to. They're illegal.
They're illegal, so you got to be careful.
But let me tell you, sis, they're real.
Oh, I know. So I'm sure he was okay. Mm-hmm. But even still, he got tied up in some booster shit too, right after he went.
Oh, did he?
Yes. So you got to be careful with that. But the fact that y'all are trying to,
off air.
Y'all are legit trying to block these kids, and y'all's reason for it is because they get a free education. Bitch.
First of all, college degree ain't even worth what it used to be.
It's not. And the amount of
money
y'all spend.
Second of all, if you're going to give them a free education when they leave after 1 year, you should automatically give them a degree.
Exactly.
I've always felt that way.
Because you're not going to give them the degree.
If you're going to play the free education ticket, bitch. After a year of service minimum,
I should
run me my degree. If I get injured before that year is up, run me my degree.
Yep.
If I still have to take classes, that's one thing, but my degree needs to be guaranteed for free for the rest of my time.
And they don't do that. So it's like, you're basically telling me my 1 year of free education, because you know I'm going to the draft, is worth the millions of dollars I make you? The math ain't mathin'.
The math ain't, especially if I go in-state, nigga. The fuck you mean? I'm from Rock Hill, South Carolina, and I'm at USC. This would have cost me $12,000. This at USC ain't even that good of a degree. Take it from me. I got one.
Have we ever talked about your graduation?
Yes, Kirsten, stop bringing that up. I got my degree. Y'all, point blank, period.
It's still one of the funniest stories ever.
It was
a
tragic, emotional.
It's a good one.
Time.
It's a good one that you could tell your future children about.
I'm not telling them that.
You totally should.
So they could replicate my issues.
No.
My steps.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Your dad may end up telling them anyway.
So. Lord knows he can't hold
know
water.
Jackie is gonna snitch.
The moral of the story is, kids, do not take astronomy. Especially if it is self-paced.
That is
the moral. If I would have taken a regular fucking class, I wouldn't have been in that situation. But here I am. It's fucking math of the stars. Can't even see the stars.
Math of the stars.
Like, that shit is hard as fuck. And it was self-paced.
I remember y'all was talking about that in the office, and Jaffe was like, no, she's not lying.
That shit is hard. Astronomy is hard.
Oh, man, that was funny. Oh, gosh. Okay. I just had my story. Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor of California.
We talked about that bitch last week.
Did we talk about this?
Mm-hmm.
She's been making the rounds. She agrees that girls.
Yes, should
or,
not.
I'm sorry, transgender women or girls. Should not play in girls' sports.
Mm-hmm.
She also was complaining about homeless people on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently somebody in one of her hangars, she owns a hangar.
Yes.
Across the street from her, the guy said he was going to Sedona, Arizona because there's homeless people everywhere.
And she said, bitch, I feel you.
Right. I feel you. I don't want to leave. So what are you going to help the homeless, Caitlin?
No.
Just get rid of them. So there's that, y'all. I'm trying to think if I'm forgetting anything. It's been a slow week.
I feel like it's been pretty. I feel like we've talked about a lot.
We have. I guess you could say we have.
Yeah, it was an interesting week.
It's always entertaining. Michael B. Jordan dropped a new movie, Without Remorse.
Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good? I've heard mixed reviews, but
okay.
I mean, I'm like, it's an action movie.
It's an action movie. It's pretty good.
This is a check. I'm happy for him because this is one of those movies where, like, it could get so many installments.
Yeah.
Nigga could be Vin Diesel set. The Rock set.
Right. It'll probably end up being a series.
I'm so proud of Michael B. Jordan. Aside from the pristineness that is him and his face and his body, I am really proud of that kid. Like,
he's come a long way.
If you don't know, Lil Homie has been acting
for a very long time.
Since he was like 12 or 13.
Yep.
And he's not the best actor out right now. I'm not going to say that he's like the next Denzel.
No.
Because I don't think his talent is quite there, but it's improved drastically.
He's gotten a lot better.
He
was acting in Without Remorse. He did all right.
Oh, yay. I need to watch it.
Ricky said, we have to talk about Michael B. Jordan. I was like, okay. He was like, the entire movie, he just makes faces.
Mm.
The entire movie. He's like, he don't say shit. He just makes faces.
It's one of those.
He's like, is that really acting? I was like, it is.
It is. You don't ask that about Mark Wahlberg.
Okay. I mean, he had lines, obviously, y'all. There was more. It was good. And it was good to see Lauren London back acting in a movie.
Oh, she's in it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I really need to tune in.
So it was good to see her, like, just to keep moving forward because it's hard. She looks good.
It's my dog, too.
Yeah, man. So that's it.
Yeah.
Do we want to move into the take a tip from T-Pain, y'all. Check your DMs if you really got people that's gonna reach out to you.
I'm done.
If you are of any notable fame, check your DMs. That shit is funny. He was like, he been getting back to people 2 years later talking about, hey, you were still trying to, you people like, bruh.
Jamie Foxx was like, I've been literally trying to make another Blame It on the Alcohol since 2010.
And your ass isn't answering me. People probably thought T-Pain was such an asshole.
I love T-Pain.
I do too. He's hilarious.
Tallahassee's finest.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's move into the work playlist. I am short this week. I have one podcast and one song for y'all.
Okay.
The podcast, Kirsten, I feel like we need to reach out to these girls. They're here in Atlanta and we should do like a joint episode one day or something. But it's two black girls that have started this year recently a podcast called Sisters Who Kill.
Oh.
The podcast, each episode reviews a black woman that murdered somebody.
Ooh,
true crime podcast hosted by two black women that are in the ATL. Okay, sounds like they're from the east side somewhere, like maybe Tucker, based on their first episode.
Yeah.
I have listened to 1, 2, 3, 4 episodes so far, and they're funny. It's very informative, very interesting. So I highly recommend. That's been one of the biggest things if you follow podcasts, because true crime podcasts are some of the most popular, the most lucrative. But there's no black people that do them.
Yeah, ever.
It's hard to tap into. Mm-hmm. So I'm so excited for these girls. Their names are Marah and Taz.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely check it out. It should be anywhere that you really get your podcast, but I specifically listen to it on Spotify. I do know it's on Apple. I need to go rate them and stuff on Apple though. But yeah, check that out. And then the song that I have this week, y'all probably know already because it's becoming TikTok viral or whatever. But it's the Touchdown to Cause Hell song by HB4 President. You heard that song?
It's the what song?
Kirsten's face. Touchdown to Cause Hell?
No.
I'll play it. You've probably heard it, the intro to it, because it's people making TikToks or, you know, what the kids do these days with it.
Okay. I've never heard this. You ain't got no
So I'll show you some TikToks because they'd be funny. There's one that was fucking hilarious. But yeah, where do you think that song, where the artist is from? Because it gives me a distinct sound. As soon as it dropped, I was like, I bet you this nigga's from insert state.
Florida.
No.
Or Alabama.
No, closer though. I'll give you one more guess. Third time's a charm.
Louisiana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. So
I knew it was somewhere down on the coast.
Somewhere down south.
Somewhere in the south.
But yeah, I've been hearing that, so I finally added it to my Spotify. But other than that, that's really the only new thing I've been listening to this week. It's been the same old stuff. Now I've progressed from cursing out Rihanna to cursing out Silk Sonic. Give us the goddamn album.
When was it supposed to come out?
I don't know.
I thought it was coming out in April.
I don't know.
They dropped the single, but you never know with those.
Yeah.
So Shelly, aka Drom,
yes,
has dropped an album.
A whole album?
A whole album.
She's got
it's good. It's good. He's got Erykah Badu on
here.
Everyone's favorite troll, Summer Walker.
That's not my favorite troll.
Not mine either, but y'all gonna stop listening to Summer Walker tell y'all how to raise y'all kids.
My favorite troll is Wendy Williams.
I do enjoy Wendy Williams. Here's your flowers. Take them. Just take them. Oh, my God. Shoe cam. Shoe cam. Can we get the shoes, please? Oh, that Jocelyn. Was funny. Right. Jocelyn. Teedra Moses has dropped a new song. If you don't know her, she's been out for
a while.
Years. A very long, since I was in, like, middle school. I've been listening to Teedra Moses. She has a new song out called Make Me. It's pretty mm-hmm. good. L.A. has dropped a new album.
I need to check that out. So apparently I just missed out on a bunch of shit this week, y'all.
LA is good. I just found out about it. I just so happened to be scrolling through. I was like, oh, shit. I mm-hmm. didn't know he dropped a new album. It's very good. I enjoy it. In My Corner is a good song on there. Mm. Let me see if I'm forgetting anyone. Don't think I forgot he does have a song with Masego, too.
LA yeah, does. I like that song.
And that's it, honestly.
Yeah.
That's all that's been going on.
Nice, nice, mm-hmm. nice. Well, and also want to throw kudos. I was shocked when I found this out because I'm like, how, Sway? But shout out to Jasmine Sullivan. Pick Up Your Feelings is her first gold.
Really?
Girl, certified gold song.
Oh, wow.
I'm wow. like, what the fuck do you mean? Bust Your Windows, Let It Burn. None of those, I would have thought those songs went platinum, but they have not. So, moral of the story is continue to listen to Jasmine Sullivan. And I don't know why the industry don't give sis her flowers. She's literally one of the best vocalists in the game. And she consistently gives us amazing projects. And I feel like her stuff gets radio play. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
I don't know.
She's been dropping hits for years.
Circles didn't go gold or platinum.
I'm surprised Bust Your Windows didn't either.
That's what I said.
And that shit got played out.
Ugh. I mean, it was kind of in that era, like, before streaming. It was. Where it's like, I guess, I don't know. I don't know. I need an expert to weigh in on that.
Yeah, that's weird to me. I'm very baffled by that.
Yeah. So I do not have a professional clapback, but I do have a professional tip.
Okay.
I feel like we've reviewed this, but it was a while ago. So mm-hmm. I feel like it's a good time to revisit it, especially with the mass hiring that is going on in general across the country in all industries. Mm-hmm. Y'all, get ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Mm-hmm. Keep your resume
up to date
and mm-hmm. professionally done. Mm-hmm. Honestly, this is something that I'm about to take up, is investing in a 1-year spruce up by a mm-hmm. professional for my resume. Mm-hmm. I know someone right now that is in the process of job hunting and they've needed to update their resume for like the past few years. And now that it's gotten urgent, it's kind of like, now I got to scramble mm-hmm. and a good one won't come back for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. So I got to like apply for these jobs in the interim and just hope for the best. Mm-hmm. Stay ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
It's true. I need to update mine. Hell.
And if you've never invested in a professional resume,
you should. It changes the game.
Changes the game.
The callbacks you weren't getting, you start getting. Yes. Like, you would be surprised.
Yes. Even if you are a seasoned professional that may have, like, gotten by with doing it yourself so far, like, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it is worth the investment. It's typically, especially.
Yeah.
And it's not that expensive if you mm-hmm. think about the return that can come. Like, okay. A couple $100, if it's resulting in thousands of dollars of a salary increase. Like, I'm telling y'all, invest in it. Mm-hmm. If you want any suggestions on specific people that we can recommend, simply email us.
Yeah.
And we can know to incorporate that in a future episode because I know multiple people that do it. So that is my
That's
we can
a good tip.
Professional clapback tip of the week. Because the clapback is updating your resume and saying deuces to your old niggas. And the old niggas is the old job. Yeah. That's the clapback.
Okay. Well, that was a clapback and a tip of the week, y'all. Have a great day. Have a great week, weekend, whenever you listen to this. Like, share, subscribe. Send it to your friends. Tell them about us. Send us an email if you would like any advice. asknsfw@gmail.com. And we will talk to y'all next week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.